All right, we're going to play the newlywed game here on the Brett Maga Show. And if we're going to play the newlywed game, then we have to bring in the new boyfriend of Hannah to partner up with Hannah. And that is the new man, Julian. Woo! Julian, welcome to the show.
Oh, what's up, guys?
As Kevin said, is this the Julian who is not good enough for our Hannah?
I knew you guys would do that to him.
Yeah, that's right. That's me.
Julian and Hannah have been dating for a couple of months, and he has still yet to stop by the radio station. We actually invited him up to play the newlywed game, and he chickened out because he heard how big and tough Kevin and I are.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to walk in those doors and just
with the enforcers. Yeah,
right.
I
would be enforcers.
Kevin's
please.
Actually wearing, Kevin just cut his sleeve off as we were talking, like Hulk Hogan style. He just ripped it off as you were on the phone. Now he's ready to go.
There we go. Just like Popeye, huh?
That's all right. Yes.
Julian, what we're going to do is test to see how well you've been paying attention to our little sister here, Hannah, and if you're really ready to be in a serious relationship with her, okay?
Oh, God. Here we go.
So how we're going to do the newlywed game is Julian and Hannah will take on our newlywed couple over here, Kevin and AB.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yeah. My wife did not know this. So.
Well, literally being on a radio show together is like being in a marriage together.
Yeah. Okay.
So Kevin and AB do know each other really, really well. So this is some real good competition.
We'll
so if
see.
You guys can beat Kevin and AB, then there's potential. If you guys lose, good luck, Julian. You're in a lot of trouble, bro.
Yeah.
I don't want to be you when I go
home. Out of this one if I don't know these answers.
All right, how it will work is the ladies will leave the room. I will ask the men five or four questions to see if they're paying attention, and we'll see if you can match your guys' answers, all right?
Oh, boy. Okay, so we leave?
All right.
Yeah, say bye to your sweethearts.
Bye, Kev.
Bye, Julian.
Yes.
All right, the ladies are leaving. The guys took a deep breath, said, thank God.
Yeah, my Lord.
All right, Kevin, Julian, we're going to see who can match their boos the best, all right?
All right.
All right. Describe being in a relationship with your significant other by song. Die with a Smile, Ordinary, What I Want, or Manchild.
What I Kevin. Want.
Oh, go ahead, Julian, you want to go first?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess What I Want.
You guess What I Want?
Oh.
All right, I'm going to put that down. Guess What I Want, all right?
Well, if AB's answering for me, it's definitely Manchild.
You'll be answering for...
Hannah's going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
It's
got to
be it.
Okay. All right, that's how you think she'll answer?
I think that she'll, yeah.
Since speaking of Manchild, since Kevin loves cartoons so much, if your significant other is a cartoon character, she would be Goofy, SpongeBob SquarePants, Bugs Bunny, or Scooby-Doo.
SpongeBob, no doubt.
SpongeBob,
not even
no
a question.
All right, respect. Kevin, what
oh, gosh.
Cartoon character would AB?
Of those choices, I think she'd be Ruby, Ruby, Roo.
That's what I thought you would say because she's always hungry.
Yes.
All right, now we're going to do a little fill in the blank, guys. If your significant other had a bad day at work, so Hannah texts you, man, today sucked. Kevin was driving me crazy. Can you pick me up my favorite snack and just meet me at home so we can just binge watch some Netflix and eat my favorite snack? What snack would you pick up at the grocery store?
It's so weird. Because I don't know anybody else that would go to this, but cottage cheese.
Oh, cottage cheese. Yes. All right. Good answer. Good answer. All right. Kevin, what snack would you pick up for AB?
Well, AB has so much ramen.
Okay.
We'd have to get her something else besides ramen. Oh, gosh. I would think AB would want some type of candy. So I'm going to say chocolate.
Chocolate. Okay. And guys, fill in the blank. She is perfect. Except for what? What's the one thing, Julian, that she is perfect, but man, oh man, I just can't take it.
She is crazy. I know you guys know that. But yeah, she's just a lot, but you know, she's great, but sometimes you know how she is.
All right, she is perfect, except for you know how she is.
A little crazy.
She's a little crazy,
yeah.
All right. Kevin,
he's gonna kill me for saying.
I would say AB is perfect, but for two things. One, I'm married, and two, she's a little too young for me.
Great answers, Kevin. All right, we're going to bring the ladies back in and see how well they do have answered and see if they can match you guys. And we'll see who knows their honeys the best. The newlywed game is on here on the Brett Maga Show. So Hannah's in a new relationship, and Julian's too afraid to come up to the studio, so we have him on the phone with us. I would be afraid to come meet her big brothers too, Julian.
It'll happen eventually.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. We'll see how you do on this game if you're still around.
Exactly.
All right, bro.
I might be banned here soon.
Yeah. So Hannah's new man, Julian, is on the phone, and he is competing to see if he knows his new girlfriend, as well as Kevin and AB, know each other. That's the other couple.
Right, yeah.
It was a shotgun wedding.
All right, so here we go. I asked the guys four questions, and ladies, they did not disappoint. They had some great answers. They were absolutely hilarious, and I feel like they know their women well.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Describe being in a relationship with your significant other by a song. Okay, this is how your man answered. You guys, the answer how you think he did. Die with a Smile, Ordinary, What I Want, or Man Child. And how do you think Julian answered that question? Describe being in a relationship with your significant other by a song.
What I Want?
Yes, that is a match.
Oh, really?
Yes. Julian said, and I quote, I guess what I want.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you, Julian.
I thought you were going Man Child. I didn't think there was any doubt. But.
AB, how would you describe being in a relationship with your significant other over there?
I feel like Kev said Man Child.
Kev did say,
really?
All right. If your significant other is a cartoon character, she would be Goofy, SpongeBob SquarePants, Bugs Bunny, or Scooby-Doo.
SpongeBob,
no hesitation.
Don't overthink this, Hannah.
Yeah, Julian said no hesitation, SpongeBob.
We love that show. That's our thing.
Oh, all right.
Okay, I'm going to say Bugs Bunny.
Oh,
no, we missed.
No.
He said Scooby-Doo because you're always hungry.
That's right.
That's a good one.
Maybe you respected your answer. Like, yeah. Your answer was actually better.
I'm eating Cheetos right now.
Yeah. interesting answer.
I know.
Okay. If your significant other texted you and said, man, I just had a bad day at work. Kevin sucked today. Can you just meet me at home, pick up my favorite snack at the store, and let's just binge watch some shows and just relax. What snack would you pick up on your way home?
Am I saying what Julian would say about me?
You texted Julian, said, pick up my favorite snack. He answered on behalf of you to see how well he knows you. What snack would you want him to pick up for you? What snack were you meaning when you texted that?
Okay, I have two answers in my brain. I don't know which one to go with. One of them I always eat at his house in particular, but then another one I eat all the time.
I need a final answer.
Okay.
What are you torn between?
I'm torn between cottage cheese, which is like the all-time favorite snack, or at his house, I always eat these like Teddy Graham cracker things.
Old school Teddy Grahams. Okay. What answer are you going with?
I'm going to say the Teddy Grahams.
Julian, your answer was?
Cottage cheese, Anna.
Cottage cheese, Anna. You were right there.
Oh, my gosh.
You missed it. All right, AB.
We're still in the game, AB.
Okay, so are we talking about a snack or like dinner? Because that's different.
Kevin answered a snack. I will tell you it was a
Cheetos?
Snack.
No!
I know, Kevin, you should have said Cheetos.
What the hell does is eat Cheetos? The dust on her hands right now.
No. I said you were tired of the ramen. You'd probably go with some type of something sweet, some chocolate.
Well, he's not wrong there either. I had a cosmic brownie
that's
yesterday.
That's a really hard question for AV because she will eat anything.
Yeah.
All right. The last one is a fill-in-the-blank question, too, which should be interesting.
Oh, gosh.
She is perfect, except for what? What's the thing that your significant other said you are perfect, but what is?
He probably said I'm crazy.
Julian, you said what?
You're crazy.
You said she's perfect, but
that's hilarious.
You guys know she's all crazy.
Everybody knows. This is no secret to anybody.
AB, what did he say about you that you're perfect except for what?
It could be a lot of things. I'm going to say except that I'm always tired.
Oh, that was a good answer. Kevin said, you're not his wife. So, Hannah and Julian win the newlywed game.
Good.
3 out of 4. You almost won 100%, but you screwed up the cottage
cheese. Well, I'm about myself, cool. That's too. Like, that's what's crazy. He knows me better than me.
That's like 3.5 out of 4. She guessed either or. So, like, you got to, we're almost.
We're almost perfect.
Yes.
Which is pretty perfect then.
Yeah.
Julian, you passed the newlywed game. Thanks for coming on and having some fun with us. We appreciate it. We would threaten you, but we know Hannah's crazy enough already, so don't break our girl's heart,
because
she will kill you.
Yeah.